Good evening, folks. I hope you're all doing well on this Friday, the 15th of August. My gosh, time is just flying by. We are halfway through the month already. Well, I'm still here at the Hobbit Hole. I did not make it to my parents' place yet, as I thought I would. And actually, it's probably a good thing that I didn't go today, because I'm just getting over the worst of a massive sinus headache, and I still feel vaguely that I've been flattened by a steamroller. So I would not have wanted to travel during the worst of this. I had been perfectly prepared to take the bus this morning, so I called my mom and I said, "Hey, are we still on for later today?" And she said no. She said she wasn't feeling very well and she'd rather I didn't take the bus today. Could I wait till tomorrow? And so I said, yes, certainly. It turns out that she's actually got a really bad sinus headache as well. So she took the day off work because she was feeling so rotten. I think she felt kind of guilty about doing that, because a bunch of people have been off at her office this week and she's been doing everybody else's job. But, you know, she's got as much right to take time off if she needs to as anybody else does. And she really doesn't take time off unless she really is feeling crappy. So, yeah, it's probably a good thing that things worked out the way they did. There's an afternoon bus that I can take tomorrow, and somebody will meet me at the station. Oh my goodness, I just realized something. This is a total, typical blindism. I am wearing my shirt inside out. Thank God I didn't go out any place today. I did do a bunch of laundry, and took out some recycling and shook out some mats this morning. I'm just praying nobody saw me. I didn't even notice that until now. That is not usual with me. I'm usually a little more put together than that, I would like to think. Whoops! Oh, man. Oh, Lord love a duck, as my dad would say. Anyhow, I have to put this recorder down for a minute because I have to flip some quesadillas that I am making. They are barbecue chicken ones, and they are just frozen ones, but they're Weight Watchers, so how can you go wrong? Hoping that Mummy would be proud of me if she knew. She'd probably say, "Oh, just cook your own," but you know what? I hate to say this, but it's actually less expensive to buy packaged things like this. Oh, we're sticking to the tinfoil. Here we go. One. Than it is to buy all fresh ingredients and prepare one's own. Two. I think these were $3, and you get two quesadillas in a package. So if I bought all the chicken and the veggies and the cheese and the wraps, it would cost me a heck of a lot more than that, I can tell you. And also, I think some of it might end up going to waste because I wouldn't be able to use all of it in time. Okay. Anyhow, guys, I came across something on Audioboo today that I thought was seriously awesome, and I wanted to mention it, because it gave me an idea. Now, this would obviously not be for all of you, which is totally understandable, but, a friend of mine, Jackie Rumble, has taken to doing daily scripture readings on, Audioboo. And she's very professional. She's an audio editor, and it's quite obvious. She's very good. And she reads from the King James Bible, woohoo! We do not always read from the KJV at my church. Usually it's the NIV, but it's a pretty good translation, so I don't mind that. But anyway, yeah, so Jackie did her first scripture reading today, and she's planning on doing more of them, which is great, for those who enjoy that sort of thing. And If some of you don't, then, you know, no worries. I certainly don't hold it against you. But it gave me an idea, because I have wanted to inquire for some time about becoming a lay reader at my church, but I kept sort of forgetting about it. And also, what I need to do in order to make that possible is get some funding for a note taker with a braille display. And I keep forgetting to call the CNIB to inquire if that is now possible. It never used to be. We had stupid government rules here that stated that only a blind person with a hearing impairment could get funding for a note taker with a braille display. But a gentleman from the CNIB was trying to advocate to change the rules, and I'm really hoping that he was successful. So yeah, Jackie has sort of renewed my determination to find out and to possibly get funding, because I do need a device with a braille display in order to be able to read at my church, and I would really like to contribute more and become a lector, and I think I'm, you know, hopefully this isn't ego talking, but I think I'd be pretty good at it. I'm fairly quick at reading braille. And it's just something that I would really enjoy doing. I've always admired the people who are really good lectors at my church. Also, I have the wherewithal to project if circumstances deem it necessary, although we do have a mic for the hearing impaired members of the congregation. I don't like being mic'd, but I do understand that it's necessary. Yeah, so that's just something I've been thinking about. And actually, I kind of wish that I were going to be here this weekend, because I'm going to be missing a few things at church on Sunday that I would really like to hear. First of all, ironically enough, we are going to be singing the version of The Lord is My Shepherd by Jesse Seymour Irving that I was inquiring about here on Audio Boo a few weeks ago. We've never sung that particular hymn tune before, so that's really cool. And then also, my friend Emma is going to be singing My Heart Ever Faithful by Bach, and she is an awesome singer. I've never heard her sing solo before, though, so not at this church. She's involved in a choir called Ensemble Lyrica, and I've heard her sing solo in a concert that she did with that choir. So I wish I didn't have to miss this. It'll be great, I'm sure. Emma is also an English major and a journalist, so she and I have tons of things in common, and she's just a great lady. And then also, we are, there's supposed to be a guest minister at my church on Sunday, about whom I've heard a fair amount. I've never been introduced to the man, but I know something about him, so it's a shame that I can't be there to hear him preach, although, if someone is still putting sermons up online, then I can download it from there. I wish somebody would record Emma's solo, though. That would be awesome. I don't think anybody would. I would if I were there. I am naughty. I tend to record a lot of the singing and put it up on Audio Boo. I wanted to post something that I recorded last Sunday. It was really good, but stupid me deleted it off of the Olympus by mistake before I could post it. Well, folks, I am rattling on here as usual and running out of time, so I shall stop this for now and speak to you all another time. Take care. Bye for now.